A handful of volunteers gathered last week for a phone bank at Mothering Justice, a social justice group.
Hello, my name is Kim Hunter. I'm calling with Mothering Justice, and I'm calling to urge you to try to protect your right to earn paid sick time.
Hunter is encouraging people to call Governor Rick Snyder and ask him to veto two bills that are likely heading his way. One would delay a minimum wage hike to $12 an hour until 2030. The other would nearly gut a law giving workers the right to paid sick time. Phyllis Jacob of Mothering Justice says her daughter had to quit a job she loved because it didn't offer paid sick days. Most heartbreaking is the children who get really sick.
They've told me that they've spent time in the hospital and that their parents can't visit them because their parents won't get paid.
The next day, the state Senate passed the bills. It was a surprise to no one. The state legislature had approved the voter initiatives in September, specifically to keep them off the ballot. That appears to be constitutional. Michigan's constitution allows voter initiatives, but it does not ban the legislature from adopting them, then modifying them. Majority Leader Arlen Meekhof said the new laws would have been devastating to businesses.
We are doing what we believe is the best to keep Michigan's economic engine going, providing the way for employers and employees to make their agreements together.
While outside the Capitol, activists and workers protested.
We can't allow lawmakers to silence our voices.
Business trade groups issued laudatory statements, but not every business owner was happy. Bethany Morton owns a Lansing catering business. She gives paid sick time to her full-time workers, but not her part-time workers. Morton was worried about the cost of the voter initiatives, likely an extra $15,000 to $20,000 a year for her business. But what she really wanted was clarification that employers could challenge workers who misused their sick days.
And then when I saw the final bill, I was truly shocked because they really did. It just took out everything.
So shocked, she's decided to go ahead anyway and offer her part-time workers paid time off, too. So did the state legislature go too far? Ken Sikkema is not sure. Sikkema was a Republican in the state legislature for 20 years. He's now with Public Sector Consultants. He says if the voter initiative had become law and it turned out it had flaws, it would have taken a three-quarters vote to modify it later. That's nearly impossible. Sikkema understands why people who worked on the initiatives are upset, but in general, he thinks it's better to let lawmakers make the laws.
As much as it both sounds good and frankly is good to have a mechanism for voters to bypass the legislature, people have to recognize that once you do that, it's tough to change it.
There will be more phone banks and rallies this week. In the end, Sikkema says he'd be surprised if the pro-business Rick Snyder did veto the bills. Phyllis Jacob of Mothering Justice hopes he's wrong.
If Mr. Snyder could hear me, Phyllis Jacob, today, I'm asking you to please use your veto power and make this happen. Make your last act a good act.
Supporters of the paid sick time issue are already working on a backup plan. If necessary, they say they'll campaign to get paid sick time on the ballot again in 2020. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer will be governor then, and thus, it's hoped, more likely to veto bills aiming to keep it off the ballot. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.